Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Yevamos, and we're learning parak Zayin, Mishnah Vav, as well as parak Ches, Mishnah Aleph. So, parak Zayin, Mishnah Vav picks up on the last Mishnah where we said that even a mamzer can sometimes enable his grandmother to eat truma, because he's still considered his grandmother's grandchild. So, if she was a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen, now she has offspring from that Kohen. Ironically, even a Kohen Gadol can sometimes disqualify his grandmother from eating truma. Mamzer might qualify his grandmother to eat truma, but Kohen Gadol, Pamshu, Posel. Sometimes you could have a grandchild who's the Kohen Gadol and he passels his grandmother from eating truma. Kate said, how does that play out? Bas Kohen li Yisrael v'yoldei ben Abbas. Bas Kohen marries Yisrael and has a daughter with that Yisrael. V'olcha Bas v'nisis the Kohen. That Bas goes and marries a Kohen v'yoldei ben Abed. And they have a child. So mazel tov, everything's wonderful. No one did anything wrong over here. So they have this Bas Kohen now has a grandson who's a Kohen, right? And Hareza, Roy Leos Kohen Gadol, Amin Mishamish HaKavim Zvech, that grandson may make it big one day, he may become the Kohen Gadol one day, so Machil Hazimo, so his mother, who is a Yisrael, is allowed to eat Truma on account of the fact that she has a child from her Kohen husband, but Uposaleimimo, but the grandmother, who is a Bas Kohen, is not going to be allowed to eat Truma because she now has offspring from her Yisrael husband, Vizosameris, and that's what we say. Lo kibnei kohen gadol shu posalni min ha-truma. That a woman might say that I'm so unfortunate that I have a grandson who's a kohen gadol that actually passels me from eating truma. So now we move on to Perek Ha'arel, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. So we're going to talk about whether certain kohanim and their wives and navadim are allowed to eat truma. Ha'arel v'kol ha-tmeim lo yachlu b'truma. A kohen who does not have a bris mila, and any kohen that's tameh is not allowed to eat truma. Neshein vav. But their wives and their avadim are still allowed to eat truma because he's still a kohen. He just happens to be an arel or a tameh. Patua daka krus shavcha. But if a kohen is a patua daka, he has crushed testicles or he has a severed aver, so then he's not allowed to marry a regular kashra girl. So hein vavdei in yochlu. They and their avadim are allowed to eat truma because those injuries don't make him lose his kohen status. Unashein lo yech. But their wives are not allowed to eat truma because she's not allowed to be married to him, so passels her. But if he hasn't slept with his wife since he became a psuadako krushavcha, then the wives are allowed to eat because they never became passel. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of Perek Zayin, we learned that sometimes a kohen gadol can passel his grandmother from eating truma if she was a bas kohen who married Yisrael, had a daughter, that daughter married a Kohen, and they had a son, that son became the Kohen Gadol, so now this grandmother, who is a Bas Kohen, has offspring from her Yisrael husband, that therefore passels her from meeting Shuma, and that might be why a woman would say that you shouldn't have a child like my grandchild, the Kohen Gadol, who passels me from meeting Shuma. And then the first mission, Parakarel, we said that an Arel or a Tamei is not allowed to eat Shuma, but their wives and Avadim are allowed to eat Shuma, a Ptsuadaka Krushuvcha is allowed to eat truma if he's a Kohen, and his avadim are allowed to eat truma, but his wife is not allowed to eat truma because if he had bia with her, he passeled her. But if he never had bia with her since becoming a Krushuvcha Petsuadaka, then the wives are allowed to eat truma as well. Okay, that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Perches, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.